March 19th, 2011, St. Joseph is here and says, "Praise be to Jesus. I have come to call the heart of the world back to unity, unity in holy love. Holy love must be the firm foundation of every heart. Any departure from this brings lack of unity, lack of peace, such as exists in the world today. Governments will remain in upheaval until such time that this foundation of holy love is recognized in hearts and acted upon in the world. These days, resources such as oil are sought after and fought over, but I tell you the greatest resource, holy love in hearts, is not even recognized as important. The result is war, terrorism, natural disasters, and moral degeneration. Departure from God's commandments has become a political choice. In general, people do not recognize good as opposed to evil. I, as terror of demons, tell you, Satan does exist and is promoting spiritual apathy. As the world observes the destruction and desperate situation in Japan, all must realize that their welfare, even unto their next breath, is dependent upon the Father's divine will. Mankind uses the natural resources of earth to better his human condition, but it is time that he use his spiritual resources to better his relationship with God. In this, particularly, I speak of the commandments of love which comprise holy love. God so deems that I be recognized as foster father of all humanity. As such, I must call all of mankind into the chambers of the United Hearts. This spiritual journey places the soul securely upon the path of salvation, even sanctification. It is in traveling this path that my foster children will discover their peace and security. I caution each one of you against doubts which are Satan's weapons. He is very adept in their use and quite unrelenting. But just as the natural disaster in Japan compromised the source of energy there, nuclear power plants, doubts in the journey through the United Hearts compromise the power of your spiritual journey. No one desires this more than Satan himself. Once again I tell you, the heart of the world family must recommend itself to holy love before there will be a lessening of suffering. Therefore, it is paramount that each heart surrenders to holy love. Only in this way can change come. When you see great cataclysmic events, please understand that you are glimpsing the state of the heart of the world. The need for conversion is greater than in any time in history. Unless mankind heeds these warnings from heaven, greater, more profound events will occur. Heed this warning of your loving foster father. My brothers and sisters, my dear foster children, allow me to love you, and please love me in return. As your foster father, I desire to protect you and guide you in your every need. I will never abandon you. I am compassionate with your human condition. Have confidence in my intercession. I have come especially to thank all of you who are here with expectant faith in your hearts. My hands are filled with favors, and I will spread them in your midst tonight and tomorrow as well. Please realize, sadly, that the disastrous events in Japan were one of the triggers of evil that the Holy Mother predicted and warned you about last year. These events would have been greatly mitigated had more souls hastened to their conversion. As it is, the events that have occurred will have long-lasting effects. But tonight, my dear foster children, I am embracing you and urging you to have peace in your hearts and with one another, so that every family is secure and the world family is secure. Tonight, I'm blessing you with my fatherly blessing.